Law Enforcement Voices Opposition to Governor Northam's Gun Grab. By A.W.R. Hawkins on January 27, 2020. The Southern States Police Benevolent Group Incorporated released a January 24 statement opposing Governor Ralph Northam's D. Gun Grab. A copy of the statement was sent to Breitbart News. It says, "Members of the law enforcement community throughout the South stand united with our fellow officers in Virginia in opposition to Governor Ralph Northam's gun confiscation scheme. We know that a well-armed, well-trained, law-abiding citizen is our best friend. And these are exactly the people New York billionaire Michael Bloomberg and Governor Ralph Northam want to disarm." The statement was signed by Southern States Police Benevolent Association President Chris Skinner and Virginia Police Benevolent Association Executive Director Sean McCowan. On November 8, Breitbart News reported that Northam made clear his plans for a war on guns just days after Democrats won a majority in statewide elections. Since that time, Democrat lawmakers have introduced confiscatory controls for AR-15 and AK-style rifles, licensing schemes for AR-15 owners, registration plans for AR-15 owners, criminalization of private gun sales, and bans on magazines holding 11 rounds or more. Delegate Mark Levine, D., introduced legislation that will make it a felony to possess a legally purchased suppressor. Thousands of Virginians rallied against gun control on January 20th, but the day afterward, WJLA quoted State Senator Scott Shurovell, D. Fairfax, saying, "We are in charge now. We feel like we have a mandate to do something and we are going to continue to move forward." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him directly @rhawkins@breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.